101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. We got Meech in the building.
A word.
Meech been behind scenes, y'all, but he is still
back there
here with
you.
Us. And we are talking about the debate that happened yesterday. Very, very, very dry. Not informative, in my personal opinion. I feel like the strongest candidate, and this is, people going to feel how they feel, but my, again, these are my personal opinions. Crowley was the most authentic. Hong had the most passion. Everything else was fluff. Everything else was politics per usual. Everything else was politics. Everything else was, let me paint it and make it look good, but and make it sound good. What I want us as a people to do is to be able to look past the fluff. Right? It's only so much fluff I can take when I know the situations at hand. And when I talk about the situations at hand, I mean the citizens around the state. There are people who are actually going through stuff. And the first thing they say is, hey, we want to overtax the millionaires. You don't even know what's a part of that. You're just saying anything. I'm going to do it by this amount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how they, who tell them to say, like, and they ask some people, like, what the issues we want you to arise. Like, y'all just saying issues, and it's like,
what have you
okay,
looked
that's
at?
What we supposed to be focused on, because y'all saying that's what we focused on.
And what have you looked at? Crowley had the best response. Okay, I'm okay with increasing it, but dang, can we take a step back and look everything from...
Why is this in the forefront?
Yeah, like, let's look at everything so we can make the best decision. I don't know if that's how that's not logical.
Let's just take it one decision by the...
microwave answers right now.
Take it one decision
by... I'm going to increase it by this month. Okay, and everything has a ripple effect. So if you increase their taxes by this amount, then what happens after that, that, that? I'm not saying that that shouldn't be the case. I'm just saying the most logical answer, if you were asking me as well, hey, if you put something... If you want me to see what I can do... I need you to lay it all out in front of me so I can take a look at the entire picture. I can't go just because you want to answer right now. Like he said, there that hasn't happened since Tommy Thompson was governor. They have not stepped back and look at the numbers. None of that. Anything pertaining to that since Tommy Thompson was governor. But everybody missed that part. That means that the system has not changed. The way that they do things has not changed. These are things that we have to take pay attention to instead of being in our feelings expecting microwave answers all the time. We want a microwave answer because we need some. Okay, we understand. You got to vote by August 11th. But do your due diligence. Pay attention to what's being said logically, not emotionally. Mm-hmm. Stop allowing these people to play on your emotions. If no one has taken the time to look at this matter since Tommy Thompson was governor, And the comment he's giving you is, I need to step back and look at it, the entire thing. He's trying to assess it properly so he can make the best decision. But y'all want decisions right then and there. We need someone who's going to give us an answer, right? And then every time, history has proven, every time someone has done that, they have failed you.
Mm-hmm. So early in-person voting has already started.
Mm-hmm.
Absentee ballots has been getting cast for weeks. More than 100,000 absentee ballots have returned to election clerks, according to data from the Wisconsin Election Committee.
Right.
So, if you could go vote now, go ahead. Get it over with.
Please. For real. And shout out to the text line. Karen Thomas says, I feel you. Our people need to get it together and stop having the Willie Lynch syndrome. If you know, you know. David Crowley has proven himself already. He is the county executive. What are we speaking of? Jazz Tyler for governor, period. For governor, period. No, I don't want to run for governor.
Oh, Jazz for governor?
No. But I'm just saying, like, how much more does we have, like, when we hear titles, us as a people, when we hear titles, our mind change, right? It's state rep, I work in Congress, or I work as a secretary under Evers, da, 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 da. People need to be asking Brennan. He keeps talking about he was doing accounting for the state. Well, I don't know if you should be bragging about that, because look at MPS.
Look at all the reasons. Like he made the decisions not to give him money then. If you're talking about look.
Come on now.
Are you, I mean, you had to. I mean, that's how it balanced out to me.
The
I mean,
resources
I'm listening
trickle
to you.
Down.
It's kind of that's what I'm saying. Like, it got to trickle down. So if I'm looking at NPS, and NPS ain't got no money, and they use an accountant or the financial person that's in charge of dishing
level,
out money,
yeah,
they ain't got none. And then here we go talking about schools all over again. You talking about some.
So, and again,
we finna give them more money.
Let's
whatever.
Go to facts. Roy said, you know, no, I didn't attend public schools, but my children did.
Bye, man. We're going to call her tomorrow.
Hong has not attended public schools, but her siblings have.
We'll call her next week.
Crawley and Medela are the only two. Brennan said that his children attended public schools. Crawley went to Bayview. I don't know where Mandela went, but I know that they are the only two people. And then Mandela shot himself in the foot by saying, no, I didn't struggle. No, I didn't go through anything that my peers in school went through. However, it was unfortunate circumstances that they had to go through that. This is what he said in the debate.
What high school Mandela went to?
Meach. In the debate, he said, I did not go through what my peers went through, but it's unfortunate that they had to go through that.
Typical.
Crawley said, listen, I went through it. I went through it. I came, I saw, I conquered. Right?
Holy Redeemer. John Marshall.
Come on. What was he on, a Rotary Club?
He graduated from John Marshall.
Listen, all I'm saying is when it comes to two things I'm saying. One is the questions that was asked was trash. These were questions that the citizens of the state of Wisconsin had already knew based off of comments and answers that each candidate had already provided. What I'm also saying, too, is us as a people, we have to stop expecting microwave answers all the time. Right? You want somebody to tell you what they're going to do right then and there. But first of all, you haven't even checked their track record to see if they're even qualified. Just because they have that title don't mean nothing. It's a lot of state reps who ain't did nothing since they, okay? A lot of them. And just because you're a state rep and you're over a specific district does not mean that you can't do more outside of the district that you represent. We know that. We see that firsthand here in the city of Milwaukee. We're talking about someone who is over the entire county. Again, to me, Crawley was the most authentic and Hong was the most passionate. That's it. The other three were robots to me, were scripted. It was all fluff. I can't tell you from my personal opinion if this debate has given the citizens the answers that they needed. I personally believe that had I not known what I know about these candidates, I would have been undecided based off of that debate last night. If I was basing my vote strictly off of that debate, I wouldn't vote for nobody. Because, again, and it's no slight to the candidates, but I just feel like, and it's no slight to the moderators, I just feel like the important core questions that needed to be answered was not asked.
Yeah, I mean, my guy just texted me, said, Crawley off 23rd in my life. I mean, he got my vote.
Come on.
What'd you say? He got my vote.
What'd you say? Burlai, baby.
Yeah, he got my vote. I don't need to hear nothing else.
Like, and again, and we're not saying it in a sense of trying to persuade you to vote for a specific person. But what I'm saying is there's something about someone that comes from the struggle. We are the most humble people. We are, especially when you become successful, because you've experienced every type of person. You've been around every type of person. You've been around people that don't really have a lot. You've been around middle class. You're currently around people who are, you know, millionaires and billionaires. You know how to maneuver in every room versus people who are put into success or held back from specific cultures because of their culture. And then they don't get to experience what it's like.
I seen Tom Tiffany at Juneteenth and not Mandela Barnes.
Listen. And he talking about just, what are you going to do with the surplus? I'll just give it back.
Boss, it don't work like that.
That is the easiest solution that you got.
It don't work like that, though. It don't work like that.
Like, come on, me.
It don't work like that. You can't, We don't get money. For one, we don't give money back. I'm going to tell you that word. Money is the only thing. You don't give money back. Come on. That's the last thing.
It's a lot of stuff that's going on between early childhood development, between the school system, between the housing. Like, it's so much stuff.
And you're talking about getting some money back.
And you're talking about getting. And we understand that, again.
We're already underfunded.
Man, like, I really, really, really hope that everyone who is involved, meaning the citizens, people who are attached to this, people who are invested in this, that they do the proper research, man, for real. Because time after time after time, when it comes to these elections, we continue to allow the politicians to do the politics. We allow them to fluff it up, make it sound good, make it look good. And then when they get in office, they don't uphold anything that they said. And we cannot handle someone who is authentic, someone who is telling you out the rip, hey, listen, this is who I am. This is where I come from. This is my experience. This is what I plan to do. These are the people that's endorsing me. Nothing else. This is what you see is what you get. But now we've been trained to just take whatever looks good. Oh, that looks good. That sounds good.
Yeah.
This is not the state that we are in as a people in this state of Wisconsin. That's not what we need. We don't need that. We need someone who gets it.
I feel like we just, you know, if we don't pick the right person, we're going to be in the same position. We always is trying to figure it out a couple years from now again. And who we going to vote in? It's like, you got to, come on, man. Like,
why? So if we don't pick the right person, let's say, for example, if Hong is in. I don't think a lot of millionaires would keep their businesses here. And let's be clear, you can raise the taxes, but at the end of the day, their businesses are assisting with the economic growth. Mm-hmm. So these are things that we have to begin to talk about. Shout out to Guru. He says, Crawley authentic. How you feel Crawley the only one not wanting to raise taxes on the millionaires? He didn't say that he was against it. He said that he was for that. But what he needs to do is he needs to look at the numbers. He needs to have all of the information in front of them and assess it properly so he can make the best decision. To me, that is logical versus someone saying, hey, it's 7.65. Now we need to raise it to 8.65. Hmm. Right? You don't even know who the key players are. You just moving the chess pieces on the board. You're not even paying attention. For real, you're not paying attention. But to answer your question, Guru, he didn't say that. He said that he needed to assess it. Guru also said, Crawley done politic, y'all. We need to move on from identity politics. You can't tell me that he politicked me because I seen a man do the work up close and personal, period. Nobody, none of these politics can politic me. I've been in politics for too long, right? At the end of the day, when we're talking about what needs to be done for the entire state of Wisconsin, we're not talking about who we like and who we don't like. Because truth be told, at the end of the day, no matter how anybody feels about anybody, it's about who's the most qualified. That's what it's about. Who is the most qualified? Okay, you're a state rep. Okay, you are a county exec. Okay, you're the former lieutenant governor. You used to work under Evers as a secretary, and you work in the state assembly. What have you done in your current
titles
position?
Matter. The titles matter because that shows us what you've done previously, yeah, and what area of expertise
but
that you got.
It don't matter to a certain degree.
It don't.
Because if you can't, like, it's like being a manager, right? But you suck at your job. You're not managing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. So are you really a manager?
Or your employees off to the wayside.
Exactly. I want to know, what have you done in this role as it pertains to what you say you're going to do? Have you already been working towards that? If you haven't, then why would I vote for you? Because it shouldn't take you to run for governor for you to do what you feel like you need to do. If your passion is making sure that MPS has more funding, you should have been doing that while you were in that seat, before you even thought about running for governor.
Yeah, you could go play a pickup game of basketball. You ain't getting in the league, though.
Come on now. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We are talking about the governor's race. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, and Digi Meech.
Check. Straight up, dog. Straight up. Yeah. Straight up. Hello. Hey. Hey. Bitch, I go by Mike.
Straight up. 101.7 The Truth. This is your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. Today, we are talking about the debate that happened yesterday at Marquette campus at 7 o'clock with Brennan, Crowley, Barnes, Royce, and Hong.
Yeah.
And I was saying that my personal opinion, I don't feel like it was effective. I don't feel like the questions that were being asked were questions that the citizens of the state of Wisconsin needed to hear. I do believe that it was biased. I believe that the opening attack against Crowley was cheap and distasteful. I also believe that a lot of the candidates who were speaking were speaking politically correct in the sense where it was all fluff. I could see right through the BS. Although I do believe Crowley was the most authentic and that Hong was the most passionate. But again, my personal opinion has nothing to do with the station. There was some comments Hong made that made me determined that she may not be the best candidate because she doesn't understand fully the demographic that she is serving throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. And I do believe that Royce has some good points, but she's like a robot to me. Mandela seemed very arrogant and egotistic. And again, it goes back to when you keep talking about, I was a lieutenant governor and I only lost by 1%. Yeah, but what did you do while you were a lieutenant governor? I can't tell you anything that he has done. And these are facts, right?
Yeah.
And Brennan, he didn't really have any, like, I don't dislike him. He didn't say or do anything to make me dislike him. It's just he doesn't have enough meat, like enough core. Like, what is it that you're standing on? Who are you? What do you stand for? What is the substance? You've already made comments publicly back in April as it pertains to black women and then just the candidates, right?
So blue collar.
Come on now.
What's going on? Who you bank with?
Who you bank with? You hear me? Like, and again, I'm just tired of everyone being politicked by the fluff, by all of the above. There has been multiple opinions about some of the candidates and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, it's about who's qualified, right? Period. Are you going to take someone who does not come from a background where they don't know what it means to work for everything and have nothing handed to them? Or are you going to take, or are you going to vote for someone who is the opposite and wants to do more, right? It's kind of like, and again, it's tricky. Me personally, I would rather vote for someone who's been a part, who has different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Someone who has been through different things, different parts of their life, met different people because they understand the masses of the people in its totality.
Yeah, I want somebody that was a regular Joe that can get political when it's time to be a politician. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm my house burning down, I do not need no politician.
When we talking about housing, right? We talking about housing. My question to the candidates, not as a moderator, but my question is, you talking about housing, what have you experienced? What type of hardship have you experienced with housing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? Like, so if some tragedy going on, I don't need a politician showing up. I need the fire department.
Did you go?
That costs funding, and somebody better allocate the funds correctly.
Come on.
That's
it
what
down.
It's about. It ain't about you showing up to my house when it's a flood, boss.
When it's a flood. Come on. Come on.
Where's FEMA? No. Where's the money?
You make the right cause.
Yeah, like, allocate the funds.
Yeah.
That's really what
it is. And then talking about public school system. But Mandela and Crowley are the only two who's actually been in the public school system, right? We're talking about public safety. And this is what I left out, y'all. And again, this is my personal opinion, but we're talking about public safety, and they were talking about not only defunding the police, but the situation with the brother who was assassinated by MPD. I'm sorry, MPD, Madison Police Department in Madison. And Crowley mentioned that He mentioned Blake, Jacob Blake. If I'm not mistaken, not Corey Stengler, but basically what he said was, we've seen this happen too many times. We are talking about somebody who didn't just pop up during a campaign.
Even
this happened.
He's
been out here. He's been around it. It's a part of him, right? It's not about the pictures and the photo ops, right? These are some of the experience. This is what I'm talking about when it comes to experience. These are experiences that you can't buy. Period. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. You can go out there and capitalize and ambulance chase all you want to. But at the end of the day, these are real. This is somebody who really comes from this, who is really around this. So again, everything that they're talking about, public safety, they're talking about housing, they're talking about taxes, they're talking about public school system. How has this affected you? How has it affected you? If it hasn't, then how do you know what the people need, especially when you're not even around the people? It's common sense. It doesn't matter who you like or who you don't like. And then they try to build up certain people and say they're the established candidate and all of this other stuff. At the end of the day, give me someone that knows. If you know, you know. I don't want someone that's polished. I don't want someone who doesn't come from the struggle or doesn't come from a space where they fully understand what is happening. We're talking about Hong. She's talking about, I push Asian culture in MPS. Our baby's ancestors, our ancestors built this country. They don't know nothing about Asian culture. All of the Asian businesses has never given back to oppressed neighborhoods throughout the state of Wisconsin. So, no, you can't win me over when it comes to that, because you don't relate to the demographic in the state of Wisconsin, period. Doesn't mean you're not passionate. Doesn't mean that you may or may not be qualified. You just don't relate. You don't understand. At the end of the day, Barnes, arrogant, didn't do nothing as lieutenant governor. When you see him, he probably won't even speak. I'm just being honest. He's not. It's more so his character. How can we trust you in this position when the allegations are the allegations? Right, Meech?
Yeah.
What's the allegations?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, he got that community business.
Allegedly.
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 Allegedly. Because I'm saying, when you looked at the debate, huh, was the, that's my boo. She was looking at him cheesy. Oh, my God.
Too much, huh?
She was looking at him cheesy. That's
looking
my
right
move.
Too hard.
Yeah, looking a little too hard. But again, it goes back to who's qualified. And when we're talking about these positions and these roles, I personally believe that anyone who is a county exec for the biggest city is qualified.
Yeah, but qualifications. Is everybody looking for qualifications?
No, everybody looking for
Being a lieutenant governor is a qualification. I'm not looking for title.
It sounds good.
Title qualification.
Now, Meech, we black. Now,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not looking for somebody to be.
There's somebody you know who built a resume that sound good, but when the person show up to the interview, it ain't mathing. Yeah. You like the, it look good on paper.
That's what I was going to say, like, because qualifications don't mean you get the job done.
That's
right now, it's a job in front of
us.
The job in front of us. I don't need to be qualified to do a job that you ain't gonna do.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
It's like the movie Janky Promoters. Remember? They was like, yeah, we got Jeezy coming in town, man. We about to throw a concert with Jeezy.
Yeah, somebody have a whole college degree.
Right.
He got a whole ride.
This ain't even your car.
Yeah,
no.
Somebody have a whole college degree and be in a whole nother field that they ain't even get the degree for.
Yes. Yes.
Unqualified, but getting the job done.
So you're the lieutenant. You was the lieutenant governor. Okay, what did you do as a lieutenant governor?
What do
can
lieutenant
we get
governors do?
I'm just saying, like, what did you do? I'm being honest. And if we're talking about Brennan, and he keeps bringing up that he was working as a secretary under Evers. Well, are you a part of the problem as far as why the resources has not trickled down from the state to the city? Are you? I'm just saying. Shout out to the chat. Guru says he said he will look for a holistic approach. He's talking about Crowley. He did say that he will look for a holistic approach. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that versus somebody just telling me, blurting out there what they're going to do. We already know that data and the information they give us is not all correct all the time. So as someone who has been around data, who does deal with data, that would be my answer as well. What he said was, let me step back, assess it, look at everything to its entirety, because it hasn't been done since Tommy Thompson was governor. That's the part that people keep missing.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you, I can't give you an answer right now because this hasn't even been looked at to its entirety since Tommy Thompson was governor. And everybody's like, oh, he can't give me an answer right now, so we're not going to vote for you. Okay. All right.
See the chat.
Mm-hmm. Listen, at the end of the day, Guru, I feel you as far as you having your own opinion. But let's be clear. Everybody who's a part of this race has an agenda. It's just a matter of if we're a part of the agenda. That's it. Everyone who's a part of this governor's race has an agenda. It's a matter of if we the people are a part of the agenda or not. We are talking about the debate that took place yesterday with the governor's race. We want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. Did any of these candidates earn your vote, or are you still undecided? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Did you meet?
What a shame. I heard my brother causing wreck. Geeked up off coffee beans and talking out they neck. What you mean that you the king? You ain't crowned but deep. Tooting they own horn. That's that Jazz Cavendish. Who the f*** he think he talking to? Spilling water by the verses, about to mop them too. Treat them like a gallery. I hang them and then walk them through. Try to prove a point. Got some jazzy joints. Not enough door knockers, fool. That thing hitting like mine hitting. I'm like Mike, you like Chris, your thing spinning how mine spinning. I may eat it, you believe it. My type sinning ain't your sinning. I'm like Brady, you like Peyton, your type winning ain't my winning. I'm really good at it, you know it. Think he dizzy, must be dizzy from that halitosis. I've been joking, no composure. You will hate me when I'm focused. Singing by them new ports until I leave them smoking. Hey! Stop playing with me, boy. It is big two-faced, big two-headed goat, you know what I'm saying?
Respect the house.
101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at UW Milwaukee. Students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matters. Get started today at uwm.edu/RoarReady. Truth Nation, thank you so much for tapping in with us. I got my good brother here with me today, Meech.
What's the word?
Meech been in the background. Y'all ain't seen me.
I've been chilling with my boy Z.
Yeah. What up, Z?
We finna go to WWE in a couple months.
I want some tickets. I want some tickets, too.
We ain't doing all that.
Yeah, how come?
We ain't doing all that.
Man, listen. We just ain't no girls invited.
We just ain't doing all that.
Anyways, shout out to the chat. Guru says, Crawley works for Chris Avely, with all due respect, got nearly $800K in less than 6 years, all from Avely, bought and sold. Okay, who else works for Avely? Who else works with Avely? Every elected official you've ever voted for, y'all want to talk about Obama, y'all want to say all of this or that. Let's be clear about Obama, too. Obama has signed executive orders into office that did not support anything pertaining to black people. He also listed Assata Shakur as the number one terrorist in the country. Next. Can we also list whatever other elected officials that you support? There is not no elected official in office who is not working with somebody that you may have an issue with. This is politics. This is how it goes, right? Hong is talking in socialist stuff. She's talking about defunding the prisons and the police. But guess what? If your daughter gets raped and she defunds the prisons, where is that going to go? Where is the person who did it going to go? Let's be realistic. I'm just saying, let's be realistic. Like, as someone who has been a part of politics, who has ran for office, who has worked for elected officials, what I am telling you is, at the end of the day, one of the things that our people have to stop doing is putting our emotions in this and think logically. Period. We know this system. This country, first and foremost, was never built for us. The quote unquote founding forefathers, built by us, but not for us. Anything pertaining to the system is never going to fully be for black people. That is the reality. So all you can do is pick your poison.
We don't got black people.
Which one you gonna pick? The lesser of the two evils. That's the game. That's how it goes. If you don't want to play
the game,
who's
the nice guy?
If you don't want to play the game, go sit on the bench.
Who's the nice guy?
There is no nice guy.
Everybody.
It depends on who's wearing the best mask.
Everybody got something going on.
It depends on who's wearing the best mask. Aaron says, I understand how people think that the governor should do this or that. However, the legislature has a strange hold on our communities. We gerrymander like Mississippi. Man, listen, I remove all emotion when it comes to politics because I used
for
to
real,
be emotional.
For real, you just got emotional.
No, I didn't. I was passionate.
Okay.
Very, very different. But what I'm simply saying is, again, every time we end up in a situation like this, right, we always go based off of what sounds good. What sounds good? It's like that guy or that girl that's sweet talking. I don't want to hear it. Show me, baby. Show me.
Got the pickles with the extra lettuce and the tomatoes and this and that. That sound good.
Baby, I went and got you this crab, boy. Where is that? Listen, show me. That's all I'm saying, show me. And at the end of the day, watching this debate, and this no slight to you, guru, right? Because everybody is entitled to their opinion. So I'm not coming down on you or anything like that. I'm just saying that this is a critical time. And oftentimes we get sidetracked by thinking that the person who says the best or acts like they're for the people is for us when really they become a distraction. Everybody's talking about honk, honk, honk. But when you look at the supporters, it's not really people who comes from the spaces that we do because of the things that she said. And you know, she doesn't understand this demographic. Not just black people, but period. She doesn't understand. So, and again, this is where I become subjective. As a voter, I am a black woman who lives in the city of Milwaukee, which means that whoever I vote for, they have to attend to the needs of me and my people because I am black first and foremost, and I'm around what we don't have.
Yeah, all that's
going to
be affected. All that's going to be affecting you, whether it's direct effect or side effect.
It's going to affect me. So if you don't understand my demographic, if you don't understand me or my people, you haven't even been to the public school systems. You may have stepped a foot in it, but you've never been inside of it as a student. You've never gone through housing stability. You've never been in situations in houses where you had to decide if you was going to pay for your rent or your heat.
And that's why I said, as a black man, too, like, where I be coming from this perspective, it's just like, what is y'all saying that's getting my attention
here?
All right, I don't know nobody. I don't know no candidate. I don't know nothing. I'm just supposed to go vote for somebody, right?
Yeah.
Like, give me the information I need that I don't care about.
And let's be clear, these polls ain't about nothing because 34% are still undecided. So while they keep pushing these numbers out there.
Earlier, too, it's only 1,000 people they asked.
Come on.
Jazz.
Exactly.
It's only 1,800
exactly.
People in the poll, a poll of 2,000 when it's 500,000 people around here. You think, okay, I'm going to go find, I can find 1,000 people that believe in what I'm saying right now.
Mm-hmm. Guru said, no, it's politics, and you way too emotionally involved. I don't want poison. Maybe I am, because you know what? I don't sit on the internet and talk about, you know, my opinion. I'm out here with the people.
No, y'all just had you and him.
We don't have no issue, but what I'm saying is, as someone who is out here with the people, I see it. Yes, you know what? I retract what I said earlier. Yes, it is emotional. Because the people that's in office affect the people that I deal with on a daily basis.
Passion is described as an
emotion. So at the end of the day, if you're not out here, boots on the ground, if you're not getting calls at 2 or 3 in the morning, if you're not dealing with people who have housing crisis situations or people who don't have food, people who are struggling.
No, they dealing with this.
I am an educator.
There's a lot of listeners.
I am an educator inside the school system. So if you're not around this 24/7, then you would not understand what I'm saying. You wouldn't understand it. You will only understand if you are a part of it, if you are in it, right?
For real.
Half of the people who talk about what's being had is conversations they heard from somebody else. Y'all never even been in the room with the Chris Abrams. Y'all never even ran for office.
They don't need the stuff that we...
Come on, man. You haven't. And again, it's no slight to anyone. But all I'm saying is don't be fooled, right? It's the art of war. Typically, the person who they big up and say is for the people is not for the people. How do I know? Because I've been in it and I've seen it too many times. At the end of the day, I don't care who you vote for, because you have that freedom to vote for whoever you want to vote for. I'm not here to persuade you. I've said that at the beginning of the show. I'm not here to persuade anyone to vote for a specific person. I am here to simply say, think logic over emotions. Think logic over fluff. We're talking about the debate. And at the end of the day, the debate did not satisfy the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, in my personal opinion. The questions that were asked was questions and answers that the candidates had already given. It's public information we already know. We don't need it to be reiterated. We needed answers specifically for specific things. And that did not happen. Some of the candidates were very subjective, and all they do is resort back to, well, I've been in this seat. What have you done, though, again? So I'm not saying that, again, that you should vote for a specific person. I'm just saying that when you do, think about it logically. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what candidate you vote for. Somebody is working with somebody that you don't want them to work with. That's just the reality. That's politics, whatever you want to call it. You voted for whoever you want to vote for in the presidency race. And I can't even imagine how corrupt it is behind closed doors. Right. So, again, you have to do whatever is best for you. Guru says Hong's idea and plans align with Mom Donnie in New York. Look what they're doing there. Tory sounded just like that while he was marching us into a burning building. I'm not Tory. I'm not marching nobody into nothing. I don't care about what she sound like with somebody in New York, because at the end of the day, I am Jasmine Tyler from 14th and Burleigh, who currently resides in the inner outer city, the city that's left out of everything in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who is an educator during the day teaching over 80 kids a day, who comes and do radio in the evening. I have a mother who has a fibrillator. I have a father who has diabetes. You understand? Healthcare is important to me. I have three children who was in Milwaukee public school systems. Hello. Everything that they're talking about, I am that citizen, as well as other people that I know. So I need someone who can relate to my needs. That's where we become subjective. I have to vote for someone who I seen personally impact my life based off of whatever it is that they did in their seat. And that is quality. I live in Milwaukee County. The resources that was needed, the resources, things that needed to have happened, has happened, that has impacted me, my family, people I know in this county in a positive way. If that's not the case for you, then vote for whoever you want to vote for. Again, I can only attest to what I've seen, what I do, what type of citizen I am, and what I am looking to obtain in order for me to properly vote for whoever I determine.
See, and then the black man is going to follow the black woman, because my black woman ain't finna be out here going passionate about who they vote for. So we rolling with whoever she vote for.
And not to mention, Crowley is over the prison systems. I work inside of the prison systems. I am a board member of the Tupac Amaru Shakur Foundation. And we go inside of these youth detention facilities, as well as the prisons in the state of Wisconsin, to get the work done.
Yeah, somebody got to put up more points then. That's how, you know. Like, how your candidate put up more points than my candidate.
Come on now. We got a caller on the line. Al, are you there?
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to see some people turn some tricks. I wanted to see some people, you know, push the envelope like the white people. See, white people, they're going to push the envelope. They're going to take the legs off the table. You know, I was looking for them to say the great things they can do, not where they come from. I was looking for them to talk about partying and expunging, like when somebody just say they hell with it.
Yep.
And they say, not only I'm going to pardon, I'm going to expunge because you did your time. So how can I tell you I'm going to pardon you? And every time you pull up your record, something is on. I was looking for somebody just to say the hell with it, and this is how we going to run it. But for some reason, everybody walking on their tippy toe. I want to hear some people stomp their feet and bounce some windows, goddammit. That's what I was looking for. Not everybody getting along talking about, we are family.
That's now, what I'm saying. That's what I was looking for.
I want to hear, I want you to tell me what you can do. I want you to tell me what your goal is. I wanted you to hear me tell you, I wanted you to hear me say, if you put them up on the corner, I knock them down, and if they get back up, I drag them around the corner and leave.
That's what
I was looking for. Everybody was too polite for me, and I'm still up and on, but I'm going to have me a drink of scotch tonight, and I'll think about it. And I hope y'all have yourself some scotch or a buzz ball or a shot of gin. Just make sure you don't cuss nobody out and call them the next day and apologize, because when you cuss them out, you really wanted to say that anyway. You just needed to be kind of inebriated. Okay, y'all have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Al. Tap in 1017 The Truth. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm straight from the north side. Thought I went with
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energy. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Truth Nation, it's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Digi Meech is in the building. We are talking about the debate yesterday between the governor's race and the candidates. There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of speculation, so on and so on. For those who are just joining us, please make sure that you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth, and follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth and tap in MKE. Again, just to reiterate, I personally do not believe that the debate was effective. Not necessarily saying that it has anything to do with the candidates, but rather the questions that were asked. The questions that were asked seemed to be questions that had already been asked previously. And these answers that the candidates provided were already known. There should have been deep-rooted questions asked, so that the 34% of undecided voters can actually make a decision based off of the debate last night. But again, I personally don't believe that that they are able to make a decision.
Nobody won last night.
Nobody won. I feel like Crowley was the most authentic and straightforward. I feel like Hong had a lot of passion. I feel like the other candidates were all fluff. We're all, you know, cookie cutter, the basic politics.
The established.
Making you feel good just a little bit.
Yeah, nobody.
Very subjective.
Won last night. All the winning going to happen August 11th anyway.
It is. But, again, some key takeaways. They were talking about taxes, and they were talking about public safety. They were talking about housing. They were talking about the public school system and the taxes as it pertains to the school board as well. A lot of people had a lot to say about the fact that Crowley mentioned, did not mention how much he would raise it by, but his answer and response was, hey, let me take a holistic approach, assess it, stand back, take a look at everything, because it hasn't been looked at since Tommy Thompson was governor, and then I can best decide how much it needs to be raised by. That is, to me, the answer of a leader, right? That is an answer that you give someone who is sitting across from your desk, which is thorough. That's an answer that you give to someone who you are face-to-face with. That's what he did. Everybody else is giving numbers. Hong said she'll increase it by 1%, pretty much, from 7.65% to 8.65%, without even knowing who the key players are and so on and so on. Yeah. And we talked about that. We also talked about the fact that a lot of the candidates who have passion to assist when it comes to the public school system, when it comes to the housing, when it comes to public safety, has in fact never been in circumstances where they've experienced some of the things that the citizens of the state of Wisconsin has gone through, in which we all know that when you do have a candidate who has experienced it, they can tell you firsthand what that is like, which is why they work so hard at doing it. And I just want to, again, I'm not being biased, but I just want to highlight Crowley for the simple fact of the work that he has done throughout the entire county and city of Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, as well as his wife, Erica Crowley, who she has done a lot of work when it comes to housing and assisting our people as well. And her educational background shows that she has been trained up to know what to do in circumstances like this also. And the fact that he probably is the only candidate that has a family. I'm not sure if Brendan does, but when we first started the show, I said who you marry matters, especially when it comes to politics. Who is your spouse? Not necessarily meaning that we have to know, you know, so much about them, but these are the people that they're going home to at night. These are the people who have their ears. These are the people who more than likely are going to tell them which way to go. These are the people who are going to help push them in the direction that they feel is best, which it goes back to my point, who you marry matters. Is your spouse a part of the community? It has your spouse done the work? And right now, Crowley, his family, the only one that proves us right. Not only is he active, but so is his wife. His children, they go to, they're around as well as far as living in the city of Milwaukee. They know firsthand the people that he has on his team are people who come from different backgrounds, who are able to attack the system as it pertains to the health system, when it comes to prisons, when it comes to all of the above. So, again, to me personally, based off of his experience, he is the most qualified candidate. I think that Hong could have had a chance, but I don't think that she understands the demographic that she's serving. We have to go to break. Do not touch that dial, but we want to hear from you. After the debate yesterday, has any candidate earned your vote? 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler and Digi Meech.